The Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is discussing the Inyan of Zika, and the Gemara says that even if you hold Yesh Zika, but there would be a Havamina that's only a Mechaim, Havamina Mechaim, of Lacher Misa Paka La Zika, but maybe Lacher Misa Zika is Paka, Kamashman the Zika Bechdi Loi Paka, and the Gemara is Mechadish that no, the Zika is not Paka Lacher Misa, just like the Zika Mechaim, the Zika Lacher Misa as well. So what is this Negea? What would be the Nafkamina? So the Gemara is really going on the statement that we brought down earlier, that Rav Yehuda holds that Shemes Yibum Shemes Aser Beima, which means that if a person, an Isha is Naifel Yibum, so now she's a Shemes Yibum, you're Zakik to her, and then the Shemes Yibum dies, she dies, so now you're no longer Zakik Yibum, the Yibum is no longer here, but still the halacha is you're not allowed to marry the mother of the Shemes Yibum. Why not? Zakimar, because Yer Zika. We hold the Yer Zika. Rashi explains that Zika is Yibum Havyaka Knusa. Zika is Mamashaka Knusa. Zika means that on a at least on a Darabanadik level, it's as if you're married to her, even though you didn't do Yibim yet, but the fact that there's a Zika, we treat that like a marriage to a certain degree. But Saras Ima Alayava Mishum Chamaisen, therefore the mother of your Shemaras Yavim is Aser to you, Mishum Chamaisen. So in other words, Yesh Zika means that even before you did Yibim or Chalitza, but the fact that an Isha is Naifel Yibim and you're Zakukter, we consider that Zika as if there's a Nisuin, as if there's she's married to you, Midarabanan, and therefore you're Aser Be'ima, because now the mother is the her mother is the mother of your wife, because the Zika says it's as if she's your wife. That's why Shemesa Meshemesa Aser Be'ima. The Gemara asks, so why don't you just say Yesh Zika? Why are you saying such a fancy thing? Shemesa Meshemesa Aser Be'ima. Why don't you just say Halacha Kedibra Ami Yesh Zika? And the Gemara says, if I would have said that, I would have thought that Yesh Zika is only Mechaim. Maybe Lachamisa Pakala Zika. So if I would have said Yesh Zika, I would think, yeah, Mechaim there's Zika, but maybe Lachamisa Zika is Paka. Zika is only Darbana, maybe goes off Lachamisa, and now I would be Mutter Be'ima Kamashma, and that if you hold Yesh Zika, it doesn't go off Lachamisa, and therefore you remain Aser Be'ima. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, that Zika Bechdi Loi Paka. But it's Mavur from the Gemara that if Zika would be Paka Bechdi, if Zika would go off Lachamisa, then now you'd be Mutter Be'ima, you'd be allowed to marry the mother of your former Shemar Yavam. In fact, that doesn't make any sense, because who cares if Zika is Paka Bechdi, the Zika goes off. But the halacha is by your real wife, if you marry a woman, and you're Aser and all of her Kraivim, you're Aser Be'ima, you're Aser and all the other Arayas, just because now your wife died or you divorced her doesn't mean that you're Mutter Be'Kraivim, that Issa Kraivim remains La'achar Nisa and La'achar Gerishin, with the exception of Achas Isha, where there's a special Gzer Sakasa, but other Arayas, like Chamaisa, your mother-in-law. The fact that you're no longer married to your wife doesn't mean that now you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law, that issa remains. You can't marry the mother of someone who you're once married to. So the kasha is, so what if, even if it's true that Zika would be Paka L'Acher Misa, still it should be, the din should be that you're Aser Be'ima of your Shemeres Yavim, because you were once married to her on a Darbanadik level, Zika's Kaknusa, she was your wife, in the same way the mother-in-law is Aser Mechaim, should be Aser L'Acher Misa. What's the pshat in this Havani L'Gemara, that if Zika would be Paka Bechdi, your Mutter Be'ima, L'Chair, it's no different than the mother of your wife, that when she died or you divorced her, that even though now you're no longer married, the Isser of Chamaisa remains. Why would the din of Chamaisa over here by Zika be any different? As I fact, Acharinim. And there's a very, very nice text from Rabbi Chaber. This is brought down in the Sefer Zikaron Evan Tzion. Rabbi Ruvain brings this down, B'Shem Hishver. Rabbi Chaber mentioned this briefly on Daf Tess. Rabbi Chaber declared the following Chakira. What's the pshat by a real Erva, a real Nisuin? Why you're Aser in the Arayas La'achamisa? So, Mashal, you're married to your wife. Now you're Aser Be'ima, your mother-in-law is Aser to you. After your wife dies, that Issa remains. So what's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that even though now I'm no longer married to my wife, but the Issa of Chamaisa is, don't marry the mother of a woman who was once your wife, even though she's no longer your wife, but because she was once your wife, therefore the mother is Aser? Or is the pshat that no, that Avada Issa Chamaisa is only, don't marry the mother of someone who's currently your wife. But even though your wife died, and even though you're Megarisher, even though there's Misa Gerishim, but there is a little bit of Sheiris of Ishus that remains. Misa Gerishim does not move the Ishus Lagami, there's a little bit of Ishus that remains. It does remove it Lagami, certain dinam, she's Mutala Chol Ailam, and other things, but there is a very small, diluted level of Ishus which remains. Because of that small level of Ishus, therefore you're Aser Be'ima, because you're still considered married to a wife to a certain degree, and therefore that Iser remains La'ima. So Zakta Bachmer, if that's the pshat, and that's true by real ishus. But when it comes to Zika, which is not a real ishus, it's only a ishus derabanan, lefi the habamina, that's paka bechti, that would mean there would be paka legami, there is absolutely no ishus left. And in Melef, if there's no ishus left, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be aser, why you should be aser be'ima l'achar misa, because there's now no ishus at all. It's only by real ishus, which remains l'achar misa, l'achar gerishin, that you're going to be aser be'ima l'achar misa, l'achar gerishin. But if you learn the other side, if the pshat, why you're us and your mother-in-law after your wife dies, it's because you can't marry the mother of someone who used to be your wife, then Zika would be no different. over here also, she used to be your wife through Zika. The fact that there's no Zika now wouldn't make a difference. But the pshat is that even Lacha Misan Gershon, there's some issues which remains, we mainly can be Mechalik and say the Zika is different, Zika is Paka Bechdi, and that would be the Haman of the Gemara, that over here it would be mutter to marry the mother, B'Shemer Siyavim Lacha Misa, because Zika would be Paka Bechdi.